All right, what's going on, everybody? Welcome on into the Auburn Daily Show. Lance Dahl hanging out here with you on this beautiful Monday afternoon. No Dylan Lark today, currently taking a visit of the College Football Hall of Fame. A little envious of Dylan, but I've got you covered here today with a couple of interesting transfer portal topics. Going to talk about how Auburn football was named one of the biggest winners of the 2023 transfer portal. Going to look over the class briefly, and then also Auburn football still has scholarships available for its 2023 roster. There would just have to be a little bit of mixing, a little bit of moving and shaking in order for Auburn to add more players. Before we get into that, though, just want to remind you guys, if you're watching on YouTube, really appreciate you. If you would please subscribe to the show, it would mean a ton here trying to get to 1,000 subs before the end of basketball season. Let's see if we can make it happen. Also, if you're listening on podcast, please leave a review for the show. We want to know what you think about it. A couple of weeks into it, leave a 5-star review. Tell us what you think. Really appreciate that as well. So let's go ahead and get into it. So this was an article that I wrote just a couple days ago. Auburn football named one of the biggest winners of the 2023 transfer portal. In case you did not know, I will go ahead and inform you that Auburn currently right now holds a top five class, transfer portal class, that is, in the country. Now, it really does depend on where you look. On Three says that Auburn has, I believe, the number two class in the transfer portal. 24/7 Sports Police Hugh Freeze has the number four class in the 2023 transfer portal. And Brandon Marcello of 24/7 Sports recently tweeted out a screenshot of the latest 24/7 Sports transfer portal class and tabbed Florida State, Auburn, USC, LSU, Michigan, and Oregon as the biggest winners of the early window. He also said on Twitter, quote, "Not all transfer portal classes are equal. Take a peek at the average rating of players. Got to balance quality and quantity. It's all about context." So I want to kind of dive into that context today briefly to kind of take a look at what Auburn's class means. And I would also say that not every single average player rating is significant relative to what the team needs, what the current team needs at different positions. So I think right now, when you look at Auburn's roster, they needed help in a lot of different positions in a bad type of way, more specifically in the trenches, and I think they got that. Now, whether or not it was high-star rating players, whether or not it was three-star guys, I don't think it really mattered. I just think that any sort of upgrade for the Tigers would have been significant. Now, if we are looking at the average player rating, Auburn has an even 90.00 for their average player rating. That's seventh best among top 25 classes. So the Tigers, who added players at nearly every position of need in the first couple months in the Hugh Freeze era, are the highest ranked SEC team in the country, according to portal class rankings. And on top of this, like I mentioned, they got the big boys up front. So let's go ahead and look from top to bottom what the Tigers have gotten. I think the two most important positions of need have been the offensive line and the linebacker spot. Just recently, the latest addition on Auburn's defensive side of the ball was three-star Ole Miss linebacker Austin Keys. Now, Austin is not, like we mentioned, a high-star guy. He had an average rating of .8663 coming out of high school, according to the 24/7 Sports composite. But what he does have over another linebacker in this transfer portal class is experience. I believe it's 37 total tackles on the year. I may be mistaken on that. Last season, he's got the ability to come in and make a huge impact in this linebacker room day one. Owen Papo, obviously leaving the Tigers for the NFL draft. Auburn suffering in that position group last season. Don't really know whether or not to chalk it up to coaching, scheme overall, past Christian Robinson, the linebackers coach, who a lot of players had respect for, or it was just simply Auburn's guys just didn't mesh. They just simply didn't gel. We're not quite sure what it was, but all we know is that it didn't work and the Tigers need to overhaul that spot. Austin Keys is going to help do that. Another linebacker here, a four-star guy, a guy that actually has that average 90 grade. The former LSU Tiger, DeMario Tolan, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, the previous staff with Brian Harsin whiffed on this kid, and now this new staff has gone out and gotten him after he entered the transfer portal. So two linebackers that I think one of them can certainly be a rotational piece. The other one I'm almost certain could start. So you've got two players that are immediately going to help you on the defensive side of the ball. I think your greatest position of need. Then you look on the offensive side, and Hugh Freeze wanted to go out and he wanted to get a lot of offensive linemen. And boy, howdy, did he do it. The most recent one being Avery Jones. a four-star lineman out of Eastern Carolina. If I'm not mistaken, Jones was previously at North Carolina, and then he moved over to ECU, was a starter there for quite some time, very experienced guy, also has the size to go along with it, 6'4", I believe 330 pounds, according to ECU's website. So Auburn's got an interior offensive lineman there. They've also got some guys on the outside. Earlier on in the class, they added Gunnar Britton, a four-star tackle from Western Kentucky. They also added Dylan Wade, one of the most coveted offensive tackles in the transfer portal, the number two guy overall in the rankings, if I'm not mistaken, four-star out of Tulsa. So Auburn's got their pieces. They've brought in their pieces on both sides of the ball, and they could not be, I don't think, more excited with this new class. I believe also they brought in a couple different other guys on the interior. I'm having a hard time pulling them up right now, but Isaiah Miller, there we go. I'm so sorry. 320 pound kid out of JUCO. He's going to be a stud as well. The Tigers have found their pieces. They found their pieces through the transfer portal on the offensive line. And then you start to look outside of that. And I think you really start to get excited about what Auburn's doing on the defensive line. They have brought in a lot of players on the D-line. Justin Rogers, the most recent one, really high four-star coming out of high school, formerly at Kentucky, decided he would take his talents to the Plains. Messiah Nasili-Kite from Maryland, Lawrence Johnson from Purdue. I mean, all these guys are 300-pound-plus guys that are going to help Auburn stop things in the running game. We've talked about it so much on this show already through the first 2 weeks, and I'm going to reiterate it here again. The Tigers need help stopping the run. And what better way to do that than to bring in linebacker experience through the portal and then to bring in big bodies up front that will help those linebackers clean up things a little bit easier, I think, than maybe Auburn had a time doing last season. Also, edge, Elijah McAllister is going to be a part of this class, so I would expect him to be a rotational piece, if not a starter potentially as well at 6'6". Look, Auburn's got the pieces. They've got the pieces to go out there and compete in the trenches, I think, immediately in the SEC. It would be a shame if all of this four-star talent that was coming in just simply didn't pan out, but I just don't simply think that's the case. And if it doesn't, if Auburn doesn't feel like they're in a great place right now, they can still go out and get some other players through the transfer portal. I want to talk about Auburn's scholarship situation in just a second. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you that this season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks for 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers. You can predict the over or under for the next game. You win big prizes if they do well. They also have flex options, which is really, really great, where you can still get paid winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3 correct predictions. You can have multiple sports in the same parlay, so you can have NBA and college basketball going on in the same night. And then best of all, you can use promo code Auburn to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. So if you put in $100, you get an extra $100 on top of that. That is promo code Auburn, A-U-B-U-R-N, for double your first deposit. We'd encourage you guys this college basketball season to win some money with Prize Picks and Auburn Daily. Again, use promo code Auburn. Probably have a lot of fun doing all sorts of different props for Auburn basketball this season. All right, continuing along here on the Monday edition of the Auburn Daily Show, Lance Dahl hanging out here with you. Another article that I wrote recently that I don't think we've quite gotten to on the show. Auburn is still trying to add players to the transfer portal. Obviously, we don't know if the Tigers are going to be going after a quarterback at this point in the cycle. They've not whiffed, but they've moved past a few different guys that they could have potentially had if they wanted. The most recent one being Spencer Sanders. Now, Spencer Sanders, formerly of Oklahoma State, has not chosen a place to go. But it feels like at this point, Auburn is not particularly excited about him, maybe opposed to some other prospects that we just don't know about at this point. But regardless, they're still trying to add portal players outside of the QB spot. So the question that we had over at Auburn Daily a few days ago is, how many scholarships are they trying to add? Well, thankfully, one of our friends of the site, Bill Cameron, host of The Drive on ESPN 106.7 in Auburn, Alabama, recently discussed Auburn's scholarship totals on his show. And he noted a couple of interesting things about the current numbers. And I'm just going to read a direct quote here from Cameron. He said, quote, "I spent a little time putting some numbers down, totaling them up. And when you include the 2023 signees who are not enrolled early, you would have a total of 87 scholarships. Now, 11 of those guys are freshmen who are not enrolled in the spring. The NCAA rule is you can't have more than 85 players on scholarship. So right now, they technically have 76, including all the transfer portal additions, including Justin Rogers. They're at 76. So they could have 9 more spots. However, there would have to be attrition before the other freshmen report. So what Cameron said there is Auburn right now has 87 total scholarship players if you add the freshman class who are not enrolled early. When those guys get here in the fall or the summer, they are going to be added on to the scholarship total. But right now they aren't. So Auburn has 9 scholarships to play with. The thing is, if they are going to add more players to the transfer portal, which clearly they want to do, some players are simply going to have to walk. But here's the thing. Cameron also noted something later in the segment on his show that a new coach could come in and essentially cut whoever he wants as long as the scholarship is still picked up by the school, because you can have the athletic department provide a student athlete a scholarship, but it would not count against them as an athletic scholarship. Apparently, the university can do that. So that action may not have to be taken much, if at all, considering I think the types of fringe players, you know, the guys that may necessarily not be getting playing time or may want to explore options anyway, they may be considering it. They probably aren't going to want to say, yeah, okay, give me a different type of scholarship. I'll sit back and I'll be on the team, but I won't really be on the team. I think they're going to say, okay, I'm going to go and try and find some more opportunities away from Auburn regardless. So Auburn may not find themselves exercising this often, but I believe they are going to. I believe Auburn is going to find ways to add guys to the portal. And there are several guys on roster right now that I think we're going to be seeing leaving us here in the coming months. Now, I can't tell you who any of those players are. I've got no idea. We could sit here and speculate for the rest of the show on who those guys could be. But right now, I'm pretty certain that there will be players who walk. Now, I think that you do have to start to look at some of Auburn's biggest positions of need whenever you're talking about some guys that could be walking, right? Because while there are some positions that have a lot of players, I don't necessarily know if you could say that the talent is where Freeze and this coaching staff wants it to be. So, therefore, Auburn is going to continue to go out and get players. I think you have to start considering the quarterback room, for one, like we talked about it a minute ago, as being one of those spots. Does Auburn want to get a quarterback? All of their moves up until this point and all of the things that we've heard indicate yes. They went after Grayson McCall. They went after Spencer Sanders. They went after Devin Leary. I mean, it could be one of those things where it's like, why wouldn't you go after the best quarterbacks in the transfer portal? But they selected and they picked and they chose individual guys to come on campus, or at least they tried to get them on campus. And so it looks to me like Auburn still wants to go out and get a QB. So what happens if they do? Well, I'm not saying anything is going to happen. In fact, I would probably doubt if anything still happened. But if you've got Robbie Ashford and you've got another transfer portal quarterback, what does Holden Gariner do now entering his second season on the Plains? What does he decide to do? Because he was brought in by the previous staff. Does he stick it out, or does he decide that he wants to go elsewhere? It's just, you have to consider this for all these different positions whenever Auburn starts bringing in more of this talent. If they bring in another outside receiver, they've already brought another in Nick Mardner. What do some of the guys in the 2 and 3 deep decide to do? Some of these younger guys, maybe some of these older guys that have not really gotten a whole lot of opportunity. Where do they go? What do they choose? I think it's a question we have to ask. So right now, again, want to reiterate, 87 scholarships on the whole, including the freshmen that have not enrolled early. But if you take those away, 76, 9 spots available that Auburn could play with. Are they going to add 9 more guys to the transfer portal? I doubt it. I mean, at this point, they've got 30-plus commitments, transfer portal and high school kids combined in this upcoming class. I don't know if they're going to be adding a ton more, but they probably are going to be adding a couple. So just keep an eye out on some of these individual positions. And whenever you see another transfer portal guy get added, just also note who's behind him, who's around him, and what could Auburn do as far as talent there. And what will the talent that is currently there, what is the talent currently there going to do once that new piece steps in? I think it's all really interesting about how this could shake out. I'm really excited to see how the transfer portal wraps up for the Tigers. I'm excited to see how this class wraps up for the Tigers. They've done a lot of good stuff, Hugh Freeze and his staff have so far. And it's been a great, great couple of off-season months here on the Plains. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at @LanceDahl_. Follow the show on Twitter at The Auburn Daily. And make sure to check out all of our written work over at auburndaily.com. Again, if you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, please go ahead and do so. Leave a 5-star review on the podcast if you're listening there. We will see you all tomorrow. We have got Zach and Lindsey Crosby coming up there tomorrow on the Auburn Daily Show, so make sure you check them out as well. We'll see you all then. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And God bless.